USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Government experts have cast doubt on the effectiveness of the leading decongestant used by millions of Americans. Tuesday, advisors to the FDA unanimously voted against the effectiveness of the ingredient found in popular medications like Sudafed, Allegra, and DayQuil. This ingredient, phenylephrine, became the primary drug in over-the-counter decongestants after pseudoephedrine was moved behind pharmacy counters due to concerns about illegal processing into methamphetamine. Escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante is now armed. That's according to the head of the Pennsylvania State Police as the manhunt enters its second week.
We have always considered him to be very dangerous, and I have stressed that in every one of my press conferences and in every briefing that I have given to our people that are out there searching. We consider him desperate. We consider him dangerous. All this does is confirm for us that he has a weapon.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens said Cavalcante took a rifle from an open garage. He was shot at by the homeowner as he fled. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has thrown his support behind an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
The California Republican made the announcement on Tuesday, pointing to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son Hunter have denied any wrongdoing. President Biden has declared that he will veto a right-wing defense funding bill that's slated to be considered on the House floor this week. The White House has declared that it strongly opposes the Pentagon spending measure, stating Republicans loaded the bill with conservative policy riders, including those on abortions and transgender troops. Apple launched the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Pro, the first to use USB-C charging cables. The models feature tougher glass, enhanced cameras, and satellite service. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Due to a shift in consumer behavior, McDonald's will be making some changes, which include getting rid of self-serve soda machines at their restaurants, as well as making restaurants with smaller or no dining room areas. The changes come as a response to the decline of customers choosing to dine in and the surge that the company has seen in drive-thru and delivery sales since the height of the pandemic. California Governor Gavin Newsom is poised to sign a new law preventing public school districts from prohibiting gender and racial diversity-related books and curriculum. Assembly Bill 1078 recently passed in the state Senate and now awaits Newsom's approval. The legislation is in response to incidents like one in Temecula, where curriculum mentioning Harvey Milk was initially rejected. The MRI results have confirmed the unfortunate news that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered a torn Achilles tendon during Monday Night Football, effectively ending his season. And Jets fans are now weighing in.
Entire franchise. Every single year there's always something. It's the Jets. It's the way the Jets work.
Amazing game, but I'm devastated.
Unbelievable. Only the New York Jets.
Rodgers was taken off the field on a cart after just four plays into his season debut with the Jets following a sack. The team had high hopes for the season after acquiring Rodgers from the Packers. Online shopping prices have dropped, indicating a potential easing of inflation. According to Adobe Analytics, e-commerce prices saw a 3.2% year-over-year decline in August, the most significant decrease in more than 3 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.